These days, pancakes are more than just a breakfast item. They're art. St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson tells us how one man turned a creative way to make ends meet into a one-of-a-kind, thriving business.
So I usually start on the eyes.
Dan Drake is showing me how he makes his pancakes. As he carefully squeezes out the colorful batter, he starts the framework of an anime character on his custom griddle. Drake can draw all kinds of things with this edible art form.
Pancake art is a process of layering, and so as you draw an image, you have to sort of learn to have faith in what you've already drawn, like be, you know, because it's like what you put down first is ultimately going to be flipped over, and that's like the beautiful reveal.
Drake says his passion to turn a classic breakfast favorite into pancake art started at the Courtesy Diner as a fry cook. He says as he struggled to make ends meet, he knew he had to switch things up.
I had this impetus to like figure out a parlor trick or do something like sing or rap or dance or do something to make people like give me better tips.
And it worked. He served up a huge smiley face pancake to a customer who was having a rough day.
And he ends up giving me a $15 tip. And it's the very first time I've ever done it. And so it's just kind of like this, you know, oh, well, I guess I'll just keep doing that.
Not long after, a photo of some of his work went viral. Eventually, it led to his first live televised appearance on the Today Show, drawing portraits of the host. It was all unexpected, but in that moment, he became Dr. Dan the Pancake Man to millions.
And so, like, the entire process, if it just feels kind of like the universe is kind of shoving me down this path of pancake art.
In 2015, the St. Louis native and his best friend founded Dan Cakes. Their YouTube channel has raked in millions of views. And since then, he's partnered with companies like Netflix and Amazon. Now, he travels all over the world, flipping one new creation at a time. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, St. Louis Public Radio.